Queridos amigos, gracias por estar con nosotros. Este es un nuevo programa de El Mundo.
Hello, dear friends. Thanks for being with us for another show of El Mundo, the world. And today we'd like to talk about Zoom. There is an effect called the Zoom anxiety. This is what we'd like to talk about today. Dr. Lightman, thanks for being with us. Happy to be with you. Go ahead. Let's start with the following. Due to the pandemic, we became a society that its entire life revolves around connection on Zoom at work or different social interpersonal relationships, and this created something called the Zoom effect. It is a psychological problem that psychologists call Zoom anxiety. The reason it's called that is because people see themselves more frequently in the mirror. They don't see only other people, but also themselves, and they don't like what they see. So there was an up to 64% increase in people wanting to get plastic surgery. So the question isn't about the plastic surgery, but about the meaning of the thing itself. How do you understand this problem, this phenomenon? I really am not familiar with this phenomenon. I have Zooms several times a day, just like the one that I have with you now, and with a few more people that I'm related to, writing and working on different materials, that I'm in my workroom and you in your workroom, and this is how we connect. But I don't understand why should we get plastic surgery? You think I should? Where does a person get that idea from? From seeing how ugly I am. So what? This is who I am. I don't think that it's really a reason for surgery. I went through many surgeries in life, but not such. The inner matter of the thing, why a person's need to change himself, and especially his external appearance, not so much the inner part, but externality. Well, we can first of all say that people, they accept us by our looks, by how we are, who we are, how we look, what we do. And also today we appear more because of these Zooms. We appear in many places, and in one day you can be in dozens of places, you can appear, show yourself, and this is what's first of all left, what people are left with, that this is what they know us by our external appearance, and therefore Zoom is very important. Why is externality so important to us, our appearances? Because we understand that, first of all, accordingly, people accept us. And unfortunately, this route is really how it is. Because we can't see a person's inner world, what does he think, what are his problems, or to the contrary. Also, it's not that important to us. This is what has the strongest effect on us. Vision is our most important sense. 99% of how we perceive the world is through vision. And so we're really concerned with our appearances. What's the connection between my inner self and my external self? No connection. There is no connection, but because I'm familiar with your supposed inner appearance. That for years and years we know each other. Then the external appearance, I can say about it that it's not that important. And also, I'm not so sure that what I see, that it's really you. Because I'm already... I already made an image of you that exists in me. And even though that you change, but to me, or in me, you're left in that same image, picture, like I was, like that impression that you left on me. And so I'm not sure that what I see now is what you are, and not Miss Norma from 15 or 20 years ago when I first met you. Therefore, there is the matter of external appearances that we're concerned with, and still, it depends on toward whom, toward what. The fact that in relation to our household, the people that we're really close to and so on, we don't really try to hide ourselves behind all the different forms of our concealment and, you know, garments. How can we use Zoom as a platform that will help connect us with or to others beyond technology and external appearances? Well, first of all, if we connect with one another in a, let's say, business-like fashion, I have many such connections with different people from all over the world, and I don't care how they look. The main thing is, what are we talking about? What's the topic? And then it could be a person that sometimes I prepare myself for a meeting with someone, and then I see that person, and he looks very different than what I imagined to myself. And I'm already used to that. Because it seems as though the world is entirely headed in this direction of connecting through Zoom or different platforms. So we want to use this in the best possible way. So what would you recommend? I'd recommend, first of all, to know, what do I talk to that person about? Who's that person? Then see him, if that's necessary at all. Because it's very important for the external appearance of a person not to influence my inner impression.
Que sea una conexión interna, más bien, entre corazones.
For there to be inner connection, right? Between the hearts. Yeah, true. This is what I meant.
Dr. Lightman, para cerrar el programa, quisiéramos un último pensamiento.
In order to finish this show, there's one last thought on the topic.
צריכים להסתכל לתוך האדם.
You have to look inside a person and as much as possible to disconnect from his externality and to connect to his internality. And here is sometimes we have a problem because if we see before us a person that is externally, that externally rejects us, we have to nonetheless see the internality. And vice versa, if we see a really pleasant, pretty person, we have to see. Maybe there's a snake inside there, and on the outside he seems so nice and brilliant. It's a problem, but I think that using Zoom will correctly teach us how to connect people internally. I think that that's our future, that we won't run to meet each other, but that will even be simple. We don't need lots of clothes. We won't have to appear in front of everyone in special ways. But actually, by these Zooms, we will have to be more concrete, clear from the inside than from the outside. For us to appreciate a person, love him, for bearing lots of content inside of them.
Bueno, esperemos que así sea. Muchísimas gracias por...
Okay, let's hope that this is how it's going to be. Thank you very much for all of your thoughts, for sharing them with us, and till next time, all the best.